I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Networks across the state. Remember, you can always find us by going to get the Civic Media app. By far the easiest way to listen, no matter where you are. It's free from your favorite app store. And since it's Friday, I'm really, really happy to bring back to the Maggie Dawn Show my good friend and yours, Terry Barr, for another edition of What's Local and Overlooked in the state of Wisconsin. Hi, Terry. Happy early Labor Day weekend.
Hey. Oh, and same to you, Maggie and Fancy Brian. It's great to be back with you. And hello to everybody listening or watching. We are local but overlooked, and we're going to try to keep it positive on this Friday. But, Maggie, I have to tell you, I have to start with this one because this man is simply a treasure, not just to the Wisconsin Dells area, but all of Wisconsin when you talk about tourism. So I don't think this story will be overlooked for very long, but you are hearing about it here first. And he is someone I've really had the pleasure to interview many times. So if you know this name, the Tommy Bartlett Water Ski Show, you know that amazing water ski extravaganza in the Dells, you know who Tom Deal is. Tom is the man behind that show. The show shut down in 2020, but it doesn't matter. Tom was everywhere. He did everything tourism related. He was even on the governor's tourism board. He was behind many other Dells entertainment and a restoration of Lake Delton after severe storms washed most of that area downstream in 2008. So many of us remember when the houses were falling into the lake and washing down the stream. It was one of the craziest things I think I've ever seen and reported on. Well, I'm sad to tell you, Tom Deal has passed away. He was ill for a short time, but his legacy, as we talk about him in just a couple of these things that we know he has been involved in, his legacy as a tourism ambassador is going to live on across the state of Wisconsin forever. So I did want to share that here, just knowing that I've had a chance to talk to him. We all know these wonderful places, and we're thinking of his family. So I wanted to share that.
Absolutely. I myself have been to the Tommy Bartlett Water Show probably at least a half dozen times, more when I was young, but I went just a few years ago because a girlfriend of mine was having her bachelorette party in the Dells. I mean, what a great legacy he lives, all of that, and a lot in public service. Most people don't get paid when they serve on these governor's tourism boards and things like that.
Right.
So our condolences to Tom Deal's family and our deep thanks, right, as Wisconsinites, helped really put Wisconsin and keep it on the map as an incredible family tourist destination. Thank you, Terry, for sharing that.
Yes. And now I have a little history for you. You know, the kids are going to be, well, some did already go back to school, but then after the Labor Day weekend, I can already hear it in the neighborhood. The kids are like, oh, I got to go to school. Well, did you know there is a museum in Watertown, Wisconsin? And of course, Watertown, about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. It's the second home to the first kindergarten class in the country. So here's the story. Margaret Schurz started a kindergarten class in her home in Watertown in 1856. But soon she had way too many kids to have it at her home anymore. So she moved it to this building that we just mentioned. It's on Charles Street in Watertown. It's now a museum, but this is the location, basically the second home of the very first kindergarten class ever in the country. Now, isn't that amazing?
That is absolutely fabulous. I'll just share this with you and all of our listeners. Again, that museum in Watertown on Charles Street. I remember my first kindergarten teacher. Her name was Miss Fitzwater. Mm-hmm. okay, at 82nd Street School in Milwaukee. And I remember Ms. Fitzwater sitting down with me and teaching me actually to read when I was in kindergarten. She spent special time with me.
I was going to say.
And she gave me special assignments. And I remember the day I came home and said to my dad, Ms. Fitzwater, and my mom, of course, hey, parents, Ms. Fitzwater gave me this book. I can read this to you. And I sat down and I read them a book. And I will never, ever, ever. Yes, I will never, ever forget Ms. Fitzwater at 82nd Street School. If any of her family is listening, God bless Ms. Fitzwater. I think that is what, if you think about those early moments, the idea that someone would take that time with me, guess what I became? A practitioner of words, a lawyer, right? That was the probably the moment that set me on my path for the rest of my life at a public school, the 82nd Street School, an MPS school, and Ms. Fitzwater made all the difference in the world. Early childhood education is where it's at. That's amazing. Where can people find out more about where can people find out more about the museum, Terry?
Well, they have a website, and basically you just go to watertownhistory.org, and they have some great articles about the museum and the building itself, but then, of course, about the kindergarten, which is just a fun read.
Absolutely wonderful. Thanks for both of these stories, Terry. I got a question for you. You do some of our reporting. Yeah, I just wanted to get your impression of the DNC. I was drinking from a fire hose with Brian down there at the United Center every day. It was really an amazing spectacle. It was an amazing experience. I just wanted to get your impressions, Terry. What did you think of the DNC overall? And was there any particular moment that stood out to you?
Oh, my gosh. I feel so lucky I got to watch so much of it, but also listen to all of our shows and just really enjoyed all those conversations. And Maggie, I know you were on television as well, and I saw your story, and it was a great story. I just felt so joyful through the whole thing. I felt like it was a must-see TV event in the evening. My favorite, though, is Kamala Harris's husband, when he got up to speak. I don't know what it was about that, but he just really struck me as someone that I would love to know as a person. But, you know, the whole thing, the entertainment, the polish of the way they pulled that show off every night. And then I found out Steven Spielberg was behind some of the creativity of it. And I just saw a friend for dinner. He has a friend who is designing a new sign for Kamala Harris. And instead of hope, as we saw with President Obama when he was running, this one says joy on the bottom of it. And it's going to be coming out soon with flowers all over it and her in her cool purple for Prince pantsuit. I can't wait to see that in
I love that.
To see him last night.
You get the inside stuff here. Heard first, the Kamala Harris joy print advertising coming out. Doug Emhoff's speech. I happened to be fortunate enough to actually be in the United Center in the bowl on Tuesday night. So I actually got to listen to Doug Emhoff speak, and I had a similar reaction. My overwhelming thought when I was listening to the second gentleman was this is what masculinity looks like. This is what being a man in America today looks like. This deep, reverent love and respect for his wife, the idea that it is a team effort, that families are each unique, they can be blended. His references to her and that her stepchildren, Doug's children, called her Mamala. And frankly, I loved that. And he opened that speech, right, with this testimonial that he was kind of in a dark place when he met Kamala Harris. And I think he said she basically saved my life. She brought our family together. She was the glue. Mm-hmm. And the picture he painted of them gathering for dinner and her, you know, helping him actually learn how to cook food correctly. I just thought all of it was fantastic.
Well, you know, she can crack an egg with one hand. Come on.
Okay, that's reason number 7,342 of why I love Kamala Harris. The egg, I got to master that skill. I don't have it yet.
I have giant hands, and I've done it a couple times.
I know.
Brian, you can do it. You can crack an egg with one.
Ooh. You know what it is? It's confidence. It's not, my brother-in-law is a chef, and he was like most of the stuff that people test chefs on are handling eggs, and one of them is just confidence with being able to do that. My problem is that I always have one piece of shell all the time
floating around in there. That is, Brian, I agree with you. Every chef friend or service industry friend that I have, if they're like trying to get a sous chef job or work on a line, the first thing they'll be asked to do or tested is, you know, make a perfect herb omelet, make a perfect over easy egg, and poach an egg. Something I still can't do with consistency is the gosh darn poached egg. I don't know, the vinegar and the dropping the thing in the boiling water. Terry, what are you doing to celebrate Labor Day this weekend?
We are actually going to the Indy car races in Milwaukee. We're big race fans.
Oh, how amazing.
We're big sports fans, actually. When I hear you talk about the Brewers, it always makes me smile because we love the Brewers, too. But we're really excited to see IndyCar back in the Milwaukee area. It's been a little while. And that track, if anybody is just even thinking about going, it's a historic track, and it is the best place to watch a race.
So I'm going to give you a throwback, Terry. My dad and mom, for my entire life, have mentioned Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney, who was one of the first women race car drivers. And she, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, did actually drive at the Milwaukee Mile. So I always think of that when I think of racing and my dad talking about Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney and how awesome that was. Way before Danica Patrick, there was Shirley.
Right? Oh, my gosh. And they were they still do put their lives on the line to entertain us and to race. But I can't imagine back then. They hardly wore a helmet or any of those things. So, gosh.
No kidding. Oh, I mean, the safety features. Basically, I had to buy a new bed, Terry. So I am getting myself ready for the bed delivery, which is going to be happening on the 3rd. I am obviously going to be consuming an obnoxious amount of baseball. I'll probably eat some brats. There'll be some family hangout time. And I think there definitely will be some adult beverages.
Okay. It all sounds perfect to me.
A quintessential Milwaukee Labor Day weekend. I may even try to trot down to Laborfest a bit on Monday. Maybe if I'm not doing that weather dependent, I may be on a lake. I'm hoping to, you know, check all of the Wisconsin Labor Day boxes, lake, baseball, beer, brats, and just barbecuing and hanging out, all the good things.
It sounds perfect. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Fancy Brian, you too, and everyone else out there. Have a great weekend. Be safe, stay cool, and just do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, it's time to unwind and celebrate the middle class who build this country with an off day for everybody. Thanks so much, Terry Barr. Folks, when we come back, I want to hear from you. What are you doing this Labor Day weekend? Let's talk about it. Let's end on a positive note going into the weekend. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What you doing this weekend to celebrate Labor Day? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Good luck.
Just give me all the bacon and eggs you have. Wait. I worry what you just heard was, give me a lot of bacon and eggs. What I said was, give me all the bacon and eggs you have.